You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That's us in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. You stay connected because of something like this. On the line with us right now, exclusively, is the newest addition to the Cleveland Browns, wide receiver Nate Burleson. Nate, welcome to the Browns.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Well, tell us what it means to join this team. Nate, you're an 11-year veteran. You've played for three clubs previously, Minnesota, Seattle, Detroit, and you had stayed in the NFC. Now you're coming over to the AFC side. Give me some thoughts on what it was, besides obviously being able to come up with the right contract numbers to get it done. But as you assess this opportunity with the Browns, what did it say to you?
Well, one, I just want to say I appreciate everybody in Ohio embracing me. You know, I'm thankful and appreciative to put on a jersey for any team. So, you know, for people to go to social media and show me love, I want to say first and foremost, thank you. But for me, it was about football and trying to find a club that has the opportunity to win games. You know, I don't want to sound too cliche when I talk to you, but the right pieces of the puzzle have been put together. You know, this has been a great offseason. You know, when you talk about the teams here this past offseason who have made moves, Cleveland has been in the forefront trying to do something big. And when you notice a program trying to put together the right piece to the puzzle, it makes sense to join a club like that. You know, I had left Miami and came to Cleveland, and, you know, after meeting with the staff and the GM, the head coach, everybody was on the same page. Everybody just wanted to win. It wasn't a team that was in the process of trying to rebuild from the bottom up. It was a team that wants to put themselves in position to play in the postseason. So, and that's what I want to do. You know, going into year 12, I played on winning teams, and I played on teams that weren't so good. And I feel like this team has a chance to win games.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nate. If the entire fan base could have been in the parking lot to welcome you on your visit to Cleveland, believe me, they would have been here. I mean, that's the kind of fans that they have here. Let me just ask you this. A lot of people automatically, because you've been in the league now a long time, think that you'll come in here and you'll help a pretty young group of wide receivers, and they may even get younger if they draft some people or one person in the NFL draft coming up in the next couple of weeks. Is that something that you cherish if they give you that kind of role? Is that something that you'll automatically do in the first place?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, let me this first. I want to make plays. I want to be able to move the chains. I pride myself in being a very strong possession receiver. Third downs is the moment I cherish in. Reliable hands. You know, I want to be able to go across the middle and take pressure off the other guys in my room, in the receiver room. That's first and foremost. So I am here to move the chains. But secondly, that's just part of my nature, you know, passing it forward and giving back to guys that are in position to learn and soak it up. And, yes, up to the individual that I'm trying to pass knowledge along to. But the reason I do it is because it was done to me. When I first got in the league, there were guys that I played with, Randy Moss, Marcus Robinson, guys who basically said in so many words that, one, the competitive nature of this sport and of this game and of this position isn't going to get between me trying to make you the best pro you can be. So that's how I feel about any type of player. You know, competition is healthy. I'm bringing in new receivers, more talent. It just makes my job easier. So I'm going to definitely try to pass it along. Now, it's going to be the guys, and that comes with relationship. I can't come in the first day and try to grab a guy by his collar and say, hey, listen to me, follow me. That's not how it works. You know, I got to, one, go out there, earn their respect by how I work and how I practice and how I present myself as a pro, and then hopefully develop a relationship where they can trust me and understand that some of the things I say can be valuable to their career.
All right. Now, that's a great, great point. Nate Burleson joining us, the newest addition to the Browns, veteran wide receiver. And Nate, I'm sure you've paid attention to Josh Gordon and all that he did, especially this past season. Give us some observations on him and how you, again, see the fit with you and Josh.
You know, I, from a distance, just been watching him you know, and playing with Calvin, you know, you don't really hear about too many guys making a splash on a week-to-week basis like Calvin does. But I just remember one time actually sitting down with Calvin, and we were talking about the young guys in the NFL, talking about the Alshon Jeffries, the Josh Gordon, and he basically leaned to me and said, man, those guys are good. And, you know, in so many ways, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to, you know, exaggerate it too much, but it's just kind of like, you know, the God of the position saying these guys are the next up-and-coming stars. Mm-hmm. Because in my eyes, playing with Calvin for 4 years, there's been nobody who has approached the game with such a work ethic that has taken the tools that he's been blessed with naturally and enhanced them tremendously with the way that he approaches the game. So when he talks, especially about the position, it speaks volumes. And he actually said that Josh was a great talent. So I'm excited to play with him. Like I said, when you have guys so talented like Josh, it makes it that much easier for me to get open. And my job, my challenge is, in turn, to return the favor and get open. So it makes his job easier. So he's not, you know, taking the weight of the world on his shoulders game in and game out.
Nate, we've watched what the Browns have done in free agency, and they've really elevated their roster with the addition of you and seven others before you to join the roster in various positions. But you were, when you went to Detroit, then all of a sudden that thing really turned and they became a lethal offensive team that seemed to grow in confidence. And we've been waiting and watching here so closely as to when this situation may turn in that kind of a direction. When you got to the Lions and all of a sudden it started to turn and you started to win those games that in the past they had lost, can you put your finger on it? What did it?
It was really just guys started to care. They really started to play with a different level of passion. Anybody that knows me, they know when I put on a jersey, it's much more than just the logo on my helmet. You know, I embrace everything about the organization. I embrace the fact that it is an honor to play each day. You know, none of this is promised. And when I went there, that's the mindset I had. And it wasn't just me. It was a few other guys, Vanden Bosch and Dom Riola, who was already there. Mm-hmm. And we walked in those locker rooms every day with an understanding that we got a bigger responsibility than just playing football. We got a city that relies on us and depends on us, and for so many reasons can change the complexity of how people look at Detroit inside and out. So with all that pressure and all that that was put on our shoulders, you know, guys started to care. We started to care a lot more than what I've heard the Lions cared in the past. And I think that's really what it bases. It falls on the individuals. You know, the coaches can only do so much. The organization can only do so much. At the end of the day, if we go out there and play with an ultimate passion, as if every day is a day to get better, as if every game is our last opportunity to put something down on tape, then, you know, the wins will come. And people will see that. You'll start to understand that the team's playing a little bit different. And I'm not saying that the Browns haven't done that. I mean, I've played against them, and that is a very good team. And I've been one to always stand up and say, don't look at their record, because they are hellacious on defense, and they had a good offense. They got playmakers. So piecing all that together and making sure everybody's on one accord and understanding that, you know, we're not just playing for ourselves. We're playing for respect that is a lot deeper than just wins and losses.
And Nate, by the way, from this day forward, I'm going to do this correctly. Burleson, I'm going to pronounce your name right. I apologize for the mispronunciation before. That is how you want that pronounced, and we'll get it right then on this show. The one thing you do know about this team is that the quarterback position obviously has not been settled for a while, and trying to still get that answer going into this year. You, as someone going into your 12th season and who have played with different quarterbacks at your different stops, the most recent being Matthew Stafford, one of the better players at that position in the league, how much in your role and in other receivers can you do to bring the best out of that quarterback, and how mindful are you of that, whether it's Brian Hoyer or a rookie or somebody else?
What we can do as a receiver group is practice as much as we can. You know, enough is not when it comes to the relationship with the quarterback. For us, it's going to be making sure we watch film together. But more importantly, it's repetition. It's every day doing little things, and we don't have to be out there hours for hours and beating down our legs to run, you know, a handful of, just pick something every day and say, you know what, we're going to get better at this today. You know what, we're going to nail the back shoulder fade. We're going to go out and work on red zone routes and making sure that the relationship is there. You know, you want, you know, I'm a big sports nut and I'm from Seattle, and the relationship that Sean Kemp had with Gary Payton, that he can throw a ball up without looking and Sean Kemp will come and slam it down. You want that type of relationship, because I've seen it. I've seen it with Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss firsthand. Mm-hmm. I was there. I was on the other side. I've seen it firsthand with Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson, you know, and being able to have that relationship for him, the quarterback, to scan the field and know where every single guy is, and not just know where every single guy is, but know what type of catches he likes. You know, I played with Matt for 4 years, and he knew when I was in the middle of the field, I wanted to jump for the ball because it made me more aggressive. Yeah. You know, instead of having to wait for the ball and it hit me in my chest, I wanted to go get it with my hands because I knew I would be more aggressive at the point of attack. So that's the little things that you got to try to develop. And there's a small amount of time. You know, we got to work on it over the summer, and we got to utilize the times that we can without doing too much. You know, it's going to be quality over quantity. You know, let's get quality reps every single day and work on something. So when the game time comes, we look like we're on the same page. You know, you don't have to listen to the commentators and everybody, the prognosticators, saying they just don't have it. They're not meshing. Mm-hmm. The chemistry's not there. That's one thing you don't want to do. Just be on the same page and let the physical play take care of itself.
Well said. Hey, I just got to ask, I'm always fascinated by a guy that played for the Lions. What was it like to play on Thanksgiving every year, and will you miss that at all? That's a pretty unique, that's a highlight day to play on Thanksgiving. But I don't know, was it a pain in the neck to play on Thanksgiving?
No, it wasn't. You know, I didn't get to play on Thanksgiving before I signed with the Lions. It was a very unique situation.
Yeah.
You know, you got to appreciate moments that aren't going to happen in real life. And I say real life, I mean after football. So I don't know how many times in my next career, in my next chapter, I'm going to have to work a job in front of the world on a holiday. So when it came to playing on Thanksgiving, and a couple of times we played, it was either the day before or day after Christmas, that was a joy. You know, it's something that you embrace and that you remember. It's not only a memory you have, but it's documented on film and through photos. So it was great, man. And obviously last year we got the victory, big-time victory, against the Packers. And, you know, the meal tastes a whole lot better when you get a win. I can say that for sure.
Sure. Hey, Nate, we really enjoyed getting to visit with you a little bit now. We certainly look forward to seeing you when you get into the building. And thank you so much for your time.
No problem, fellas.
All right, the newest Cleveland Brown, Nate Burleson.
Vic, that was great,
Browns.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
terrific answers.
Terrific insights.
I mean, the answers of a veteran.
Yeah, and again, you want to see that translate, and I think there's a very good chance it will, into the locker room with the other players. And he takes nothing for granted, and he seems to appreciate the role that he's playing beyond playing, but I love what he said. Let me show it first as a player, and then it'll have more impact.
And the other thing, Vic, you know what I love too is when he said, and this is really important because everybody looks for the home run ball now, right? When he said, hey, listen, I can really move the chains.
Yeah.
You know, you build drives and they become scoring drives with first downs.
Yep. That's and I'll tell you what would you give for that as a Cleveland Browns follower and fan to see enough of those, you know,
to see
someone other than Gordon always doing that.
You're
too,
right.
Where you've got that. And you know, Jordan Cameron, I mean, to add those dimensions. All right. Well, we hope that will be the case. Much more coming up for you on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to talk next to Solomon Wilcots, talk with him, the NFL Network analyst, CBS Sports commentator on their broadcast. He does a lot of Browns games, and he covers this team a lot for NFL Network. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.